The Gene Anderson tirade. One of the most notorious characters of the Holzhauser administration was the governor's special assistant and chief political hack, Gene Anderson. Now, Mr. Anderson definitely held one of the top positions on Grandpa's most despicable humans list, and the mere mention of his name would be sure to produce a tirade of abusive scorn, oftentimes lasting for hours on end. One particular Sunday afternoon, I wanted to test out a new cassette tape recorder that I had recently obtained. I decided that I would record one of Grandpa's political tirades. I was sure that bringing up the subject to Gene Anderson would spark such an outburst, so I ventured an opinion concerning the governor's aide. This resulted in a ballistic outburst of such duration that I filled up 2 hours of tape. After several hours of constant, loud, abusive scorn heaped on Mr. Anderson, I ran out of tape, much to my dismay, because Grandpa was only warming up. Grandma and I sat through several more hours of machine gun insults that became more and more pointed and personal by the minute. After at least 4 hours of nonstop tirades, Grandma could keep silent no longer. She offered a pointed challenge to Grandpa. Do you think that somewhere deep down inside of him, there might be just one speck of good in the man? Grandpa looked absolutely astounded that someone might even suggest such a ridiculous idea and flew into a rage of epic proportions. What are you trying to say? Just what are you trying to say? He repeatedly yelled at Grandma. No, there is not a speck of good in him. There is not a speck of good in the man. But you love him. Every time that Grandma even opened her mouth to reply, Grandpa simply shouted over and over, "You love him! You love him!" This went on for a while, and Grandma had to resign herself to silence, considering Grandpa's incredible lung power and volume. Grandpa was now thoroughly primed, and even followed Grandma around the kitchen and family room, shouting, "Oh, so you want to be so cute about it? I guess you think he's just wonderful. Your Grandma thinks the man is wonderful. She loves him." I was forced to retire to the bedroom, sore from laughing so hard, and Grandma had to endure the rest of the tirade on her own.